You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer on the board. It is Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and on this sunny afternoon, it is
Hump Day.
There you go. Fantastic weather across the state. A tad cooler than yesterday, but Brittany Merlot, our award-winning meteorologist, thank you so very much. Three, not one, two, but three first-place awards, well-deserved for Brittany for her weather and news-gathering abilities reporting. Saying it's going to be a beautiful sky today. We're in the Omega, Zommers, the Omega, not the Alpha, but the Omega weather pattern. And so that's bringing us all this great weather. And then by Mom's Day this weekend, 80 degrees and sunny skies for much of the state. So how about that?
Yeah.
I know you don't like the warmer weather.
And I know
weather,
everyone else does.
But yes, I cannot wait. I'm going to Richland Center. Should be a good weekend up there for Mom's Day and celebrating that. Lots to get to on this Wednesday. Coming up a little bit later, hour number two, our what's worse today, snakes or skunks? We'll be talking about, and no, we're not talking about political parties, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll be talking about that in hour number two. But first, more serious matters at hand on a Wednesday. Always glad to talk politics, life in general, and fun with the host of the new Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 right here on Civic Media. Joining us via StreamYard from beautiful Lake Wissota, Mr. Kreitlow, and the band is back together on a Wednesday, joining us from the Tony Arlington suburbs of our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, this is a treat. I mean, somebody got up from his nap to join us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pat, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you too, Grandpa. This is great. You know, I remember
it's
when
been
you wrote
a long time.
You used to write to me when I was anchoring the news. Yeah. You'd say, "Well, I just finished my pudding here at the nursing home, and I just wanted to tell you what a great job you're doing, and I appreciate it."
It's true.
Yeah.
For those that might not know what's going on, we because of the time changes for Civic and various other assorted and sundry reasons, it's been we used to do this every Wednesday, and it's been a month plus since we've all been together, and here now, thanks to Pat and Trigvi being so kind and are rearranging their lives and schedules for us, here we are all back together on Wednesdays.
For 1 week.
I'm only for a week?
I'm gone next week. But after that, we're good. We're good. Theoretically. I mean, we got Memorial Day weekend yet to come up. Todd might be coming up north. It could get messy from here on in.
We might have to see if Rick Foy is available.
Oh boy, we're just getting all the oldies back together here. Hey, can I tell you about some news that kind of broke at the state capitol apparently today?
Yeah,
that
please.
I want to vent about.
Yeah.
And this was sent to me by somebody who I think was trying to be helpful, sending some cell phone video of the Republican head of the Judiciary Committee, which would be Representative Tussler, right? Calling police because somebody was giving testimony on a bill and refused to take off his hat, which had an expletive on there, followed by Trump.
Does it start with an F?
It does start with an F. Funny that you should say that. And he said, you have to take off the hat. The assembly rules say so. Suddenly from the crowd, I hear all this heckling and jeering, like, what are you going to do about it? And he said, well, we're going to have to call the police. Oh, go ahead, call the police. And on the jeering went that Chair Tussler had to adjourn the hearing and wait for, you know, some kind of order to be restored. And I'm sure somebody thought that the story here was that the head of the Judiciary Committee had to call police because, I mean, we saw what in Idaho, a woman got tased, you know, at one function. And we've certainly seen a lot of examples where, you know, the MAGA crowd has gone overboard in its treatment. This was not one of those times. And the person who sent it to me was very unhappy when I responded saying the following. Well, I haven't had a proper reason to call out, I'll have to clean this up, bad conduct on the liberal side of things. So I guess now these clowns have made sure that I can no longer claim that it's only MAGAs who can't be respectful in a legislative hearing. This is not helpful at all. And this person fired back saying, well, they haven't earned any respect. This is a terrible bill. I'm like, well, the bill is no longer the focus of attention, is it? So let me do them a favor and bring attention back to the bill for just a moment. Because it's a bill that says this involves officer-involved deaths, okay? Mm-hmm. Current law says that if a DA, if a district attorney, refuses to issue a complaint against a person, a judge may still conduct a hearing to determine if there is probable cause to believe that a person committed a crime, and if so, issue a complaint. This bill, this terrible bill, says that if there's an officer-related death and the DA decides not to charge, no judge may follow up and issue a complaint against the officer unless there's new evidence presented. Now, again, this isn't the end of the world, but it's still a dumb idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. It ruins our checks and balances. But there, that's where the focus should have been. And instead, you had people throughout this hearing jeering, heckling, catcalling, bringing stuff to a halt for no good reason. And I'm just going to say that, you know, not only as a former legislator in that position, not only as somebody who's covered these things, but as somebody who was taught some manners, don't do that. I mean, there is a time and a place, all right? I would take you back to the Act 10 vote, you know, and when everybody packed the galleries and hollered shame, shame, shame on the legislators. There's a time and a place for these things. But this one was so unnecessary. And I just thought it was important that, you know, if I'm going to call out bad conduct on one side of things, I got to call out bad conduct on the other side. And I hope you guys, don't mind my little vent session about it.
Pat, I applaud you and commend you. I couldn't agree more, Trigby.
100%. And I mean, the lack of civility and just common decency knows no partisan bounds and needs to be called out.
Well, that's just it. See, and look, you can blame, if you want, you can blame the fact that in some ways, the MAGA mentality has made it almost socially acceptable to engage in heckling and taunting. The key word being almost. And some of us are going to stand up and go, no, it is not socially acceptable. Speak out against this bill. It's a terrible bill. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I don't think the governor's going to sign it. Right. So I think you testify against it, maybe lose the hat because otherwise you lose the credibility in your testimony and stop trying to make trouble where you don't need to. There's plenty of other things to use your energy on. Not to have one of your allies who has a talk show call you out for being doing something dumb.
I think you nailed it, Pat. It takes the emphasis away from the reason they were there to testify against a seemingly bad bill. But I couldn't agree more. As a guy who still respects our institutions, I just think it's bad form, bad manners to wear a hat like that or a T-shirt that spells out the F word. I mean, there are kids watching in Wisconsin, Iowa, whatever. And to your point, Pat, the rules of the assembly, whether you agree with them or not, those are the rules. The chair has the ability and should enforce them regardless of who it is. And for this person and others to be saying, well, you know, we don't like the MAGA hat or whatever, it doesn't give you an excuse to disregard the rules and go after the chairperson because they're enforcing the rules of the institution.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to put myself in their place thinking, well, what if, you know, I were the chair and this person comes up with an F Obama hat, you know, and would I react in the same way? And I have to say, yeah, I'd probably say something like, I'm sure you think you're being really clever here, but I'm not going to listen to anything you say. I'm not even going to let you say it because we got rules here. You know, right. And I'm sure there'd be heckling and catcalling from the anti-Obama crowd in that moment as well. But again, still doesn't make it right. So there you have it, folks. Welcome to three old men get back together and say there ought to be rules. There ought to be civility. And I shake my fist at the cloud on behalf of all of you.
Tony watching on YouTube says plenty of chances for good trouble. No need for dumb trouble. But yeah. Trigby, I go back to when one of my former bosses, Dale Schultz, was Senate Majority Leader, and you know, the Defense of Marriage Act came up at the time, which is, you know, a whole other, right. You know, the word for that. You know, as a guy who was still in the closet at the time, it was not comfortable for me to do that. And yes, it passed, unfortunately. But I'll tell you this: Dale, as the Republican leader, sat down with Judy Robson, the Democratic leader, and he said, "We're going to give your side as much time as you want on the floor to say whatever you want against this bill, and we're not going to interrupt you." And he went to his caucus in closed caucus, and he said, "The only person that's going to speak is the author of this bill, and no one's getting up and going after the other side on the floor, or you're going to have to answer to me." And that's how it went down. Right. And there was decorum. Right. People disagreed. But the Democrats got to say whatever and as much as they wanted because there are rules of institutions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we get to do that, Trigby.
Why do people not want to agree to disagree, right?
Like, yeah.
It begs a deeper question. Where did we go off the rails so much that people stopped being decent to one another and lost that?
I don't know. And I just know that I want to get back to, and I've said this with you guys before, I want to get back to these honest arguments and debates. There are things, I mean, Todd and I have mixed it up in the past 6 months or so more than ever before. And it's been so healthy.
Yeah.
You know, the things that we don't necessarily see eye to eye on, because that's how you find what's in the middle. Trigvy hasn't picked a fight with me in like a year that didn't involve, you know,
no.
personal attacks, but I'm sure there are issues. I'm sure there are issues we still disagree on as well. Yeah.
I still fight like a Republican, but I care like a Democrat.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Well, speaking of, look at that
this.
Match.
What is this? Look at this. Not only are we seeing eye to eye.
Look at that.
My gosh.
We ended up putting on the same Civic Media t-shirt.
Wow. I got dressed this morning, yeah.
Wow, this is as kumbaya as it gets, folks.
Yeah, and if you would like one of these great Civic Media radio and community t-shirts, go to civicmedia.us. And click on shop, swag,
store. Yes.
Store. That's it. Store.
It's the only way Todd gets a raise, Zommers. Folks, if you buy the shirts.
Am I really on the air? Is this like an AI simulation? And I'm not really.
I am
that's
not
what I was thinking
to
yesterday.
That topic.
I was thinking that yesterday. I'm like, this can't be real, but I know. Yes, it was. So.
Yeah, here we are. They're comfortable shirts.
These are very comfortable shirts. Yeah. Yes, he said, continuing the commercial. By all means.
Absolutely. So, Trigby,
you can get one at the Civic Media Radio app.
That's what we
download
the store.
Today.
The store.
The store on the Civic Radio Media app.
Yeah. Trigby wanted so bad.
You can be in Bayfield or Bonneville. It doesn't really matter.
Now, Trigby,
you're
what are you
in any places and you can get the t-shirt
2 weeks from Friday. Trigby, can you get back to Wisconsin on the 23rd?
Friday the 23rd, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Friday the 23rd?
Yeah. Yep. Memorial Day weekend.
We're tentatively aiming towards
I'll look.
We're tentatively aiming towards a pontoon show on Lake Wissota.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm figuring out how to get back.
There we go.
I don't know what's going on, but I do know.
Yes. All right.
Oh, well, the 23rd. Yep. I'm getting it. I'm blocking it on my calendar right now, baby.
This is fantastic. All right. Come on back. Talk about, let's see, Ron Johnson and Trump meme coins after this on the All Balls Show. You're listening to us across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We're having
having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
It is warm on Lake Wissota, or things are warming up. And here now, don't say you can't learn international news from Lake Wissota. Checking out the chimney above the Kreitlow Estate on Lake Wissota right now. The smoke is billowing, and apparently we have no Pope. Because
we have no Pope. We have no black Pope. Smoke, and Trigvi already has the best
smoke.
Take on it.
I know
that's right. Bad video. But what does the black smoke indicate, Trigvi?
Donald Trump lost another election.
That's right, baby. Donald Trump, still not the Pope.
Still not the Pope. Day one, the votes have been cast. Black smoke. Now, according to reports from the Vatican, there is no new Pope. That was a good line, Trigvi. That was really
good. I'm glad Martin Luther came along and I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, Lord. That's a whole other debate, right? Right there.
By the way, do you know why I used that song, Heatwave?
No, why?
It's this first song that plays in the film Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay. Nicely said.
You know, Sommers, I was just about to say I'm glad you're back, because that other guy. But I'm not so sure now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Welcome back, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning now, 6 until 9. An extra hour of Pat. That'll make you happy every morning with your cup of coffee. And then Trigvi Olson from beautiful Washington, D.C., or the suburbs thereof, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Talking a little bit before we went to break about this.
If Pat would ever invite me on, you'd get an extra hour of Trigvi, too, but he hasn't.
Hey, now we're till 9. We're a more humane hour for you. We'll definitely have you on in the 8 a.m. hour.
He could get up by right. 9. He's ready to go by 9 o'clock. Yeah, Pat true. Brought this great, important story, I think, about what happened in the Capitol today in one of the assembly hearings. Apparently, somebody came to testify against a bill, and they wore an F-U with the F spelled out on a hat. And the chair said, wait, the assembly rules.
F Trump is.
Or F, sorry, F Trump. F Trump.
F you, that's a CeeLo Green song, and we don't have time for that right now.
F Trump is what the hat said. And so the chair said, wait, the assembly rules don't allow this. And the guy refused to take off the hat. He said, if you don't take it off, we're going to call Capitol Police. That's what happened. They had to close down the hearing for a while. And so Pat brought this up that as a Democrat, a former state senator, that he feels it was appropriate for the Republican chair to do this because you have to have some amount of decorum. Here now, one of our listeners, Wes in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says, and Trigvi and I agreed with Pat, by the way, Wes says, quote, so one team is disappearing legal residents to Libya and El Salvador. The other is wearing a hat. Decorum is dead, fellas. The left needs to step it up in capital letters, not play by the rules that only apply to them. In 50 years, who's going to be on the right side of history? Unquote. Pat?
Very easy response. Choose your battles. Decorum is not dead. And you've been told over and over again, do not fall for Trump's dumb sideshows. But at the same time, don't create dumb sideshows of your own. It's that simple. Put the focus where it belongs. And again, time and a place to demonstrate, to protest. And that person is right in that Democrats need to step up like never before. Speak up like never before. But you can do it in a way that actually appeals to voters and doesn't just turn them off. If you're only going to appeal to your base.
Bingo.
If you're only going to appeal to your base, I mean, you're no different than the MAGAs.
It's another information silo.
Yeah.
Trigvi.
You lose. You know, I mean, I came up with these 7 rules for dealing with autocrats when I worked around the world. Rule number 4, don't hand the other side battering rams with which to beat you. And that's exactly what this guy did. It plays into Donald Trump's hands. And you know what, dude? If you want to get down and do the, we're going to have no decorum and we're going to fight Donald Trump the way Donald Trump is fighting us, you're going to lose. You just lost. And you're not going to outpig Donald Trump.
No, you're not.
In the mud.
It reminds me, there was a story this morning that Derek Van Orden said that he had to cancel a town hall and check in on his family after getting some kind of a credible threat. And I put online, look, if it in fact is a credible threat, then yes, take it seriously, and I hope they find this person. However, this is also the same Derek Van Orden who said that a domestic terrorist basically assaulted him at the RNC, and it was a woman from Code Pink who essentially brushed against him going, excuse me. And I mean, Derek Van Orden just made it sound like, you know, World War III. So again, let's try to bring the temperature down for everybody in this.
Yeah, that was breaking news. I know Dan Schaefer, the Recombobulation Area, our political editor, put that in our chat, that Van Orden had tweeted this out. He canceled his town hall today and said that both he, his wife, and I think his kids and grandkids allegedly received threatening or credible threats is what he's called it. Look, I agree with you, Pat. I'm also willing to at least take him at his word. We, all three of us, have said at different times, there is no place for violence, period. There's no place for political violence. So, you know, we'll take him at his word for today. I don't think it negates certainly coming back to these issues at a later date.
But he'll again use this in future remarks, as will, you know, Tussler here, the assembly rep who is chairing the committee, will now talk about the hostile, you know, setting that the liberals have put him in. So, again, it doesn't help.
And you know what? If you really care about Garcia or the people that are being exported, being a butthead isn't going to get you. It does nothing for them. That's not helping them in the least.
Yep.
Not in the least. So if you, if that's what you really care about, which you should care about because it's a slippery slope, then wearing that hat, how does that hat help?
I'm going to go gas up the pontoon here, guys. It's time to get that thing launched. I hear
I'm excited about that. Are you going to grill?
Absolutely.
Join us in a couple of Fridays. We're going to try to make this happen. Kreitlow, Trigby, and me. Pat, every morning, 6 until 9 on Civic Media. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Come on back, Trigby and I. Talk about more news of the day and how the Packers did in the draft and more. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Temperature proves he certainly can.
Water skis for the first time in 25 years behind Pat Kreitlow's pontoon in Lake Wissota. Trigby Olson, who not just a hockey player, he's a great skier as well, or so we hear. Welcome back to the Todd Oliveball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for taking time out and joining us today. Trigby, a Republican like myself, a River Falls native, joins us every Wednesday from the nation's capital, now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. You are not a big water skier back in the day, Trigby?
Yeah, I used to water ski quite a bit.
See, I knew. I knew you did. When's the last time you were on a pair of water skis?
Good. That's a good question. It's been a while. It's been a while.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Well,
I don't know that, you know, honestly, hitting the water hard is it? That much fun.
No, not fun at all.
Yeah, we used to barefoot and all kinds of ridiculous stuff.
Speaking of ridiculous
it's
stuff.
It's true.
Nice transition.
Young and ridiculous stuff.
Right, exactly. Speaking of the ridiculous, and many thanks, speaking of Pat Kreitlow, he, you know, with the fire hose of information that comes out these days, it's tough to keep track of everything. So Pat put me onto this story right before we came on. It broke mid-morning today, and this from Wisconsin Public Radio. Speaking of great news organization, I mean, here, you know, Trump trying to cut public broadcasting. This, maybe because they get stories like this, right? Here is a headline that at first I'm like, no, this couldn't be. Here's the headline from Wisconsin Public Radio. Adams County Board votes to replace treasurer elected by voters with candidate she beat in November. Story by Joe Schultz at Wisconsin Public Radio. This is real. Adams County, just to the east and north of Wisconsin Dells, to give you some reference there, says the treasurer of rural Adams County in central Wisconsin says she has no plans to leave office despite the county board's vote to replace her with the person she defeated in the most recent election. At a special meeting last week, the Adams County Board voted 14-6 to approve a resolution saying County Treasurer Kara Dozel's post with the county had been, quote-unquote, vacated, and that her former opponent, Kim Meinhardt, was being appointed for the remainder of Dozel's term. Before the vote, Republican State Representative Scott Krug argued that the board was following, quote, a fundamentally illegal, unquote, process in attempting to remove an elected official. But attorneys for the county said the resolution was legal at the April 29th board meeting. Dozel was still performing her duties as county treasurer as of yesterday afternoon. She said she's been told she could continue to act as treasurer until there is a court order saying that she cannot. She said the board's actions had come as a surprise. Quote, I was not warned that the county was even discussing this, Dozel told Wisconsin Public Radio. The day before the meeting, I was sent an email asking if I wanted to step down before they had this scheduled meeting the following day. Dozel, a Republican, defeated Meinhardt, an independent, in November 2024's election by 980 votes. When Dozel took office, she was also serving as treasurer for the town of Lincoln and Adams County. She won re-election to her position with the town in April. According to Krug, it's been common in Wisconsin history for county treasurers to also serve in multiple roles. But the county board resolution states that the two roles were, quote-unquote, legally incompatible. In an April 28th memo from the law firm hired by the county, said there were conflicts of interest, quote, that may arise in the performance of both duties for office, or both duties of both offices, unquote. Trigvi, you and I both have known people over the years, county elected officials, who have been also at the same time in the state assembly. And what's most concerning to me is you have a county board in Adams County. And when we hear about overturning elections, this is happening right here in Wisconsin.
Okay, a few things on Adams County here. I'm doing some research because I wanted to find out the name of the county board chairman.
Yeah.
They don't even list on the Adams County website the members of the county board.
Wow. Like,
okay, but here's what's even better. The county board apparently at some point passed a values and mission statement for Adams County. Now get this, mission statement. To provide high quality services in an economical, fair, professional, and courteous manner, enhancing and protecting the health, welfare, and safety of those who visit, live, and work in Adams County. Okay, first of all, you're not doing very good on that because you're not looking very fair or professional. You're looking like a bunch of idiots.
Right.
Second, their value statement. Adams County government conducts its affairs in a professional, accountable manner, acting with the highest integrity. Yes, late night meetings where you take out the lady who is the treasurer and replace her with her opponent from your party is not so great. We are knowledgeable, resourceful, and credible and adhere to these values at all times. Except apparently the other night. Vision statement, we strive to be Wisconsin's county of choice by providing sustainable opportunities that will enhance the quality of life, to preserve and protect our natural resources, and to create a positive environment for business.
Wow.
I kind of think the PR hit that your county's going to take, not just in Wisconsin, wait till this gets traction.
Right?
Ain't going to be what you're looking for.
I just do not get this. Like I say, we talk about overturning elections, you know, all the time, other places, and here now, Adams County doing that. And by the way, let's give a shout out to State Representative Krug, a Republican, in this story in the Wisconsin Public Radio. It says Krug said he's working with his colleagues in the legislature from the Adams County area, both Democrats and Republicans, to address this issue. He says, quote, we are drafting a piece of legislation to say, hey, we don't find that there is some inconsistency or incompatibility with these offices, he said. We're not sure how the draft will look in the end because the legislative process always changes from start to finish, but I just think we can definitely clear up this uh, in uh, cleared that up even more in statute. So I give Krug
Let's
some
props. Let's try and
props.
Get that guy on. Somebody needs to call Krug and ask him if he'll come on, because he deserves a ton of props for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ton of props.
For
ton of them.
Speaking out against overturning an election.
Ton of them. Ton of them. And honestly, Democrats across the state, everybody should be speaking up on this guy's behalf.
Absolutely.
If I were a Democrat in the state legislature and he's putting that legislation forward, you should sign on immediately.
100%. This should be a 99-0, a 33-0 vote.
Okay, I finally found these guys on the County Board of Supervisors. You have to dig really deep, and it's only in a PDF. Now, it appears that District 8, there's a guy with the same last name as the treasurer. But it's a small county. Like, what would you expect? Anyway, this is fascinating. But I still can't find the chair. Honestly, if we could figure out who the chair was, we could call that guy and see if he'd come on to talk to us, too. I'd like to hear this explained.
I bet he would.
No, I bet he wouldn't either. I bet he wouldn't. But, you know, actually, how far is it from Eau Claire to Adams County?
It's a ways.
Maybe.
Adams County is just above Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, it is. It would be a drive.
Why? You want to do the show from Adams County?
Oh, yeah. We should do it from the courthouse.
Yeah. But, I mean, how ridiculous is this, Trigvy, for a Wisconsin county board to overturn an election because she's doing something that has been done multiple times in this state that they hold two elective offices? They're not incongruent, or there's no conflict of interest here.
That strikes me as somebody trying to come up with a pretext after the fact.
Right?
Right? Doesn't it sort of scream that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think so. It's just another, we have elections in this country. They need to be respected. And just because you don't like the person who won, just because you don't have feelings on this, that doesn't mean we overturn elections in this country. And it doesn't mean that certainly we don't overturn elections in this state.
No. And what I would say, you know, we had that text last hour from the guy from Middleton who was taking offense to what Pat was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, this is how you do it. Todd and I are trying to say this is wrong. All Democrats, everybody should stand up and say this is wrong. Everybody should say that not giving due process to anyone in the United States that's here legally,
right,
not a citizen, legally, is wrong. That's how you do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I read that story twice because I'm like, really? This is happening in Wisconsin?
I'm going to say this because I checked the Federal Communications website. Mm. This is one of the most asinine stories that I have ever heard. And you can say that word because
yes,
it's
you can.
Not the other word. It is asinine.
I mean, you know, when you drive to Adams County, you can roll down your windows and you can listen to the music in Adams County. You could hear it in the hills sometime. You ever done that? Have you been to Adams County before, Trigby?
Yeah, I wrote out the pandemic in Adams County.
Was that where you did that? Really? You drove through, you rolled down your windows, and you said, what is that sound in Adams County?
I went ice fishing into a Friday night fish fry when everything was closed down with most of the county. They like me.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I'm pretty quintessential Wisconsin. That's how my kids are like. They're like, you know everybody in Wisconsin. I'm like, I actually don't, but I'm pretty Wisconsin.
All right. You can hear the banjos up there in Adams County. All right, very good. Yeah. We'll stay on top of this. We'll stay on top of the story. We'll stay on top of the story. Thank you, Pat Kreitlow.
Stay on top of it. We've got to get somebody from Adams County on. I'm coming back.
And Scott Krug.
Whenever you get somebody from Adams County, I'm coming on. I'd like to say that Scott Krug, good job.
Yes, props to Representative Krug for standing up and doing the right 100%. Thing. Regardless of party. Regardless 100%. Of party.
Yeah. 100%.
By the way, speaking of, we got two minutes.
This isn't about party.
No, it's not. Before the break, Let's get your quick thoughts on this 2-minute speed round. Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, was honored with the John Fitzgerald Kennedy Award for Profile and Courage for standing up to Trump on January 6th and certifying the election. Did a lot of interviews, one of which was with JFK's grandson, Jack Schlesinger, or whatever his name is. Was on CNN, other places. Warranted. Some people are salty because they said, well, he just did his job. Do you think it was warranted? Did Pence deserve it?
Yeah, for sure. I think so.
I mean, I agree. I don't agree with a lot of things that Mike Pence says or stands for.
I think it's a good thing. Honestly, the optics of it, of highlighting it, it's important.
Yeah. I think, yes, he was just doing his job, but no one else is doing that. So you're right. Highlighting it and showing, hey, you know what? It is possible to stand up is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Mike Pence takes a lot of grief. He's not my cup of coffee. Wasn't my part of the conservative when I was a Republican. But, you know, Mike Pence, I think if Mike Pence were your neighbor, you'd be pretty happy to have Mike Pence as your neighbor.
Yeah, and mother as well.
Yeah, and mother too.
No, I think the fact that Pence rejected Ron Johnson's alternate slate of fake electors from Wisconsin and said we're not going there, that deserves at least, especially as Homer said, in today's world. So we'll come back, talk more 100%. About today's world, find out what Trimmy thought of the draft, a la the Green Bay Packers, and much more. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin is at its best when we're not wearing a blue or red hat, but green and gold. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 before the hour of 3 o'clock, top of the hour, ABC, CBS News. Weather forecast for you, I can tell you, beautiful. That's all you need to know. And then I think Jimmy Cuska is on the sports desk with a sports update. Brewers down at last check in the 7th inning. They are on some of our stations right now, 6-1. Houston on top of the Brew Crew. They will finish up this afternoon and then back in action tomorrow with another 11:35 a.m. broadcast. No, pardon me. They're off tomorrow. They're off tomorrow and then back on Friday down in Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Rays. Joining us via StreamYard, as he does every Wednesday, Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Do you want to talk Ron Johnson or Packers? It's up to you.
Let's start.
Let's do quick. I want to get your take on Ron Johnson quick, and then we'll finish up with Packers.
Let's talk Ron Johnson. Right.
Yeah. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea writes.
But I'm staying for this or that.
Oh, are you? Oh, fantastic.
Are we doing this or that today?
It's what's worse, but yes. the song is this or that, but the bit is what's worse. All right. He's going to stay for that. Headline from Milwaukee Journal.
This or that.
For Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Fair. Ron Johnson says Republican budget doesn't cut enough spending. Wants Medicaid on the table. As Scooby-Doo once said, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is warning that congressional Republicans' budget framework will fail to gain support without deeper financial spending reductions. And he is suggesting concerns from his GOP colleagues over cuts to programs like Medicaid are complicating the process. Quote, the mistake people are making is they're looking at programs that spend tens, hundreds of billions of dollars. We can't touch that. We can't touch that. Can't touch that. Johnson, Wisconsin's highest ranking Republican, said on May 5th, quote, I would go through 2,400 lines and go justify spending, unquote. Johnson, who serves on the Senate Budget Committee, said the House Republicans' proposed budget resolution needs to go beyond its target of $2 trillion in cuts. Republicans, he said, should slash federal spending to levels in line with those before the 2020 pandemic. Trigvy, as we keep reminding folks, turns out lots of people in elder care, nursing homes, memory care, it's not just people in blue parts of Wisconsin. Turns out all red and blue voters enjoy Medicaid benefits, and it doesn't seem like a wise thing to be telling Wisconsinites, I'm coming after your mom and dad in the nursing homes or child care or a myriad of other things that Medicaid helps Wisconsinites for.
Well, how to answer this one? I am not a huge Ron Johnson fan. In fact, I think he's a ginormous Johnson because I can't use the other word on the radio.
Yes.
His hubris is what drives me nuts.
Right.
But, you know, I am not against the idea that you would spend, that you shouldn't set a goal of trying to restore funding back to where it was prior to the pandemic. I'm not even sure that looking at having everything on the table and being reviewed doesn't make sense, right?
Mm.
The problem is, for Ron Johnson and the rest of them, is they've lost all credibility because of how their pal Elon Musk has gone about a process with Doge that has really not cut much of anything. It's just caused utter chaos. And it's hard for Ron Johnson to have a lot of credibility when you have a president who's tweeting out that he wants to put tariffs on movies and then they're walking it back 20 minutes later, right? Like, that's the problem that he has. There's no trust. And that's the unfortunate thing. If Tammy Baldwin were to come out, because there is some level of trust with her, and I don't agree with her probably on a lot of things, and say, we have to look at this, this, and this, people would give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because they trust her. It's really hard to trust Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
And he has no one to blame for that but Ron Johnson.
All right. But you know as well as I do, because even you work for guys like John McCain and others in the U.S. Senate, you understand federal budgets as better, as well as anyone, I'll put it that way. You agree or disagree?
I don't understand.
Well, but you do, but agree or disagree, you can't.
But I know the politics of it. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are the third rail of politics. That's
right,
a pretty good way to lose
but
your
job. You can't get to the levels of cuts that they've already voted on in Congress without cutting Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. You just can't do it.
No,
You agree with that right?
That's true. Well, right. But some of this is the semantics of what quantifies as a cut, right? Like, Democrats, and they don't do themselves any favors on this. They would be better off being honest about it. Social Security is going to go broke if we continue to have a retirement age that doesn't get in line with the fact that people are living longer. Right now, to characterize raising the retirement age to a cut, because they, you know, to make it solvent, you may have to raise it from 65 to 67 or 70, or delay at what point you get full benefits based on when you retire. That's a very different conversation than saying we're just going to cut the amount that you're going to get.
Right, because as soon as people hear cuts,
so
go ahead.
Right, there's the politics of this, and then there's the policy of it, and that's the complicated part. The problem is that, well, there's a piece of me that I wouldn't agree with how far Ron Johnson wants to go. I would agree with the principle that we should probably be looking at everything because we need to make these programs solvent so that the people who really need it are getting it. The problem is both sides in our political debate have demagogued these things to the point where no one can have a real serious conversation, and it's really hard to trust, particularly somebody like Ron Johnson, given some of his other track records, that he's being honest.
Could always trust Trigvy Olson to give his honest opinions. We'll get to the Packers after the top of the hour here. He's going to stick around for what's worse, talk a little Packers draft, and more. Hour number two of the show is straight ahead. It's a Wednesday, and it's the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go, you Packers, go, go.
I think it's time, Terry, that the Lombardi Trophy goes home to Lambeau Field, where it belongs.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.